अमीरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विराकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेयो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरण भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्षणे क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरंग मध्ये कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना विन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्द माई मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई गुरुपाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज We are explaining Rath Yatra and it has been mostly finished. I want to speak about Raya Ramananda Sambhav. Krishna, in his pastimes of Krishna, wanted to fulfill his three desires. Krishna is Vishay of Rush, of Bhakti. And devotees, especially gopis, are Ashray of Bhakti. Krishna tasted all the mellows of all the rasa, but he could not taste the taste of ashray, that is gopi heart mood. If Krishna meets two gopis, he becomes very happy. But if gopis meets with Krishna and see Krishna, how they became joyful, how they taste the mellows of Krishna, qualities of Krishna, Krishna does not realize. How they became happy, what kind of happiness, that overjoy of Radhika becomes divyonmad, premonmad, totally mad. Krishna never become mad. They become mad. So, what is that? Mellow. So, Krishna himself took intrinsic mode and beauty of Radhika, golden collar. And about more than somewhat 500 years in this Kali Yuga, he appeared as Sachinandan Gaurhari. When he took birth, by chance, or what? Oh, that was sun, Chandra,
lunar.
And all were going to Ganges to take bath, as the Indian
tradition.
And well, oh, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Like this. And then, his name was kept Nimai, because neem is very bitter. The sons and daughters used to be dyed after birth of Sachi Devi, so he kept them name Nimai, that it would be bitter, so death will not come. After some time, he became famous teacher of Sanskrit. He played so many beautiful, sweet pastimes in Navadvip. And after that he became famous, Nimai Pandit. He defeated Keshav Kashmiri and so many. Then he went to Gaya to give pind of his father. And now he was not that Pandit Nimai. He became Bhakt Nimai. He bended his books and told to his students, "Now I cannot teach you." Everywhere, all sutra, all the letters, I see Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I cannot explain. Explanation, highest explanation of all the words in Vyakaran, oh, all grammar, all are Krishna. They have come from Krishna. They will go to Krishna. They lead to Krishna. Then he began to do Krishna Sankirtan with his followers and students. Not any instrument, nothing. Oh, only clapping. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, lane to lane, everywhere, door to door. And he told Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas, go door to door, everywhere, and preach Krishna name. And oh, they went to Jagai Madhai, who was a drunkard and very, very ferocious to all. Nityananda Prabhu thought that, oh, this is the best recipient. If he will chant name, then I will see that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself God, otherwise not. And what became? Jagai Madhai, Jagai beat him and blood came, began to come. And then Mahaprabhu heard and he came with his chakra. But Nityananda Prabhu requested, not in this pastime. You will have to change their heart, not killing. And then Mahaprabhu touched Madhai, that Jagai perhaps, because he has just warned him not to. So, and after that he touched and he began to cry. And Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Then Madhai came. Oh, we are brothers. He is liberated. I am still so. Please be merciful. Oh, you have done some wrong in Lord's feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Go and ask forgiveness. And he went. And at once Krishna Prem came. After that, Mahaprabhu left this world, took sannyas in Katwa. In Magh Mas, it will be Magh Mas in what?
January.
End
of January or February.
And after that he reached to
Katwa.
After sannyas, he went to Jagannathpur in Phalgun Mas. And Chaitra Mas he liberated Sarvam Bhattacharya. So much discussion of Vedanta Shastra. He was defeated, Sarvam Bhattacharya. And he saw Chaturbhuj Rupa and Sadbhuj of Mahaprabhu. And then he realized that he is none other than Krishna. And then he surrendered himself. And then he told, now I know who was Raya Ramananda. Who is Raya Ramananda? Mahaprabhu told that, I want to go now to South India to search my brother. Where he went, what became of him? I must search him. And making this excuse, he went to South. Priests everywhere, all became Vaishnava. And told all, you should be Guru by my order. And preach Krishna name. And tell them, to whom they will meet, they should tell that he should be Guru and he should preach everywhere. No false ego will come. And thus, he went to Godavari. And there, he took bath on the Godavari. And he began to chant her name, some far away from ghat, bathing ghat. And in the meantime, Raya Ramananda, the representative governor of Prataparudra of Odisha, he came with drum beating and thousands of Brahmanas reciting mantra. And he took bath, but she saw a very
beautiful and effulgent sannyasi.
Yes, sannyasi, effulgent or
effulgent.
Rays are coming from all his mouth. And very beautiful. And saffron cloth upon this beauty makes double. And he could not check himself. And he came with only very simple dress. Told Brahmin and others, you gods, that you should be here. I'm going to meet sannyasi. And sannyasi also, he saw. Like a king, a person is coming. Perhaps he may be Raya Ramananda. He may be Raya Ramananda. When he came and did pranam to Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu told, are you Raya Ramananda? I am same Shudra. Same Shudra. But really, Raya Ramananda was not Shudra, he was Kshatriya, Brahman and Kshatriya. Like king family, very learned scholar and high class Uttam Mahabhagavat, not Shudra. Some have doubt that Shudra, women, black person, they are very low. But really, this is wrong idea. Very wrong idea. You should know that you are not male nor female. Transcendental word, Atma, servant of Krishna. To serve Krishna, we have accepted family form or male form. So, intelligence never comes in ladies are so much high in Shudra, those who are black, they are not called Shudra. Who are Shudra? Taking Gomansa, always drinking, always cheating others, diplomacy.
Diplomacy, hypocrisy,
and having dvesh, they are Shudra. Whether they are black or white, no question. And on this topic I will speak something more from Bhagavatam. So you should know that all are Atma. Atma is no black, what is? Very beautiful all. No question of entire transcendental form. Who is less intelligent or
more intelligent?
If ladies are so low class and having no intelligence, how gopi is used to defeat Krishna even, Supreme Lord? Why? Why in our Guru Parampara, from Brahma, Narada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, why he took the Radha mood? Radha always defeats Krishna in beauty, in intelligence, in dialogue, in everywhere. And why we want to be gopi? Or who does not want to be gopi? Raise their hand. No. So, don't think. Sometimes it has come in epics. There is something in lady form. They will make children. Male cannot do. By operation even. If male have operation for lady, they cannot. Ladies are very bhav.
Very affectionate.
They have always sevabritti. Sevabritti?
Attitude of service.
A boy will tell her sister, elder yaya, oh, sister give me water. Mother give me water. But ladies that will not tell. So, oh brother, oh father, give me water. No. So these are specialities. So we want to serve Krishna and Radhika in male, not in female form all. So why we can tell that, oh, the lady form is lower? Vyasadeva, he came in what? Jati. He was Shudra Jati. Narada Shudra Jati. But those who will tell him Shudra Jati, they will be in
hell. Without any hell.
Haridas Thakur, Muslim. He came in a family where cows were slaughtered and they used to take meat. But he is not Muslim. So, in Shastra, something has been told. So, I will speak something more. But keep, throw out all these
doubts.
That Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has written something against ladies and Shudra. That is not okay. If anyone has explained like this, perhaps they did not follow this idea of Swamiji. They have done wrong mistakes in explanation. He cannot write. Anyone cannot write. But what is written in Bhagavat, it is true. Now, then, he told himself that I am Shudra. Oh, this is Trinadapi Sunich.
Mahaprabhu has himself told that I am Mayavadi Sanyasi. Was he Mayavadi Sanyasi? Never. You should not think he was Mayavadi. One can tell that he has told. Oh, only Fatinadapi Sumichi has told. And then Mahaprabhu told, oh, Sarvam was pleased to me. And he told that if you are going to south, you should meet one high class of Mahabhagavat Araya Ramananda. So I have come only to meet you here. Then he told Raya Ramananda Raya, oh, I know he is very high class of Vaishnava. And you are controlled by him. And to fulfill his desire you have come to me. If you are like so, then be here for 10 days, 12 days. And speak something, Harikatha, that my heart should be purification. Then Mahaprabhu, in midday, took some prasadam in the house of Vaishnava Brahman. And then in the evening Raya Ramananda came. And then Mahaprabhu told, I want to hear from your mouth sadhya and sadhana. Then Mahaprabhu began to, Raya Ramananda began to answer. What is sadhya and sadhana? You. No.
What is sadhya and
sadhana? What is sadhya and sadhana? Then varnasam dhatu.
Conversation and how they had met one another and how they had a mutual attraction and appreciation for one another. So now the conversation is beginning as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets again in the evening time. In a very private, secluded place, he comes and sits with Ramananda Roy. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he begins to question Ramananda Roy. He wants to ask him that please recite some shlokas from the Shastras that I can understand what is the ultimate goal of life. This is called sadhya. What is the aim and object of this human form of life? And what is the means, the method, or the process that I will have to follow in order to attain that goal? That is called sadhana, the practice, the process. So, it is very essential that any human being who comes into and takes birth in human form of life, they will have to utilize this human intelligence to make this kind of inquiry. We can see very clearly within this world that there are millions of species of life other than the human beings. But yet amongst all these species of living entities, human beings have some capacity, some ability, which none of the other species of life have. And what is that? They are given this intelligence, the ability to inquire. So, this ability is given by the Supreme Lord, who has endowed the living entity with this chance, with this opportunity, that he can inquire, what is my purpose of life, why I'm here in this world, which aim and object I should fix my goal to be. So, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to inquire from Ramananda Roy. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, as we just heard from Srila Gurudev, with the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika. So, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is full of all knowledge of these things, but yet he also had his purpose to fulfill in coming there and meeting privately with Ramananda Roy. Because when he was in Jagannath Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told him, oh, you must meet with this great personality, Ramananda Roy. He is a perfect Vaishnava, and he knows all these transcendental truths perfectly. You will be able to achieve all things by his association. So now very eagerly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has his own mission to fulfill. As Srila Gurudev explained, he came within this world, wanting to know, wanting to experience and to taste the transcendental praying of Srimati Radhika. He wanted to understand this. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Ki Drisho Vanayeva. He wanted to understand the greatness of Srimati Radharani's love for him. He wanted to understand Svadhyo Yena Bhuta Madhurima Ki Drisho Va Madhya. He wanted to understand the sweetness, the Madhurima, which she tastes through her praying. And Sokyam Chasya Mad Anubhavata Vaiti Lobhat. He wanted to understand what is the happiness that Srimati Radhika experiences. Krishna sees it is millions of times greater than my own happiness as being the object, the vishoy, the object of her praying and of all the praying of all the gopis, brijvasis, and all the devotees within the whole creation.
Thank you.
So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended. Krishna himself took the golden complexion and the bath, the womb of Srimati Radhika, and within the womb of Mother Sachi, he descended into this world to fulfill his objective. So now by coming to the banks of the Godavari, he began to inquire from Ramananda Roy, that please explain to me what is the ultimate goal of life, the Satya.
Thank you. Sundar Gopal. Where is Sundar Gopal? Not? Sundar Gopal is not here? Where is Sundar Gopal? No. In that chapter, first slok is Sancharya me Raman Vidhavege Bhakti Nij Bhakti Yoga. Can you explain this slok? No. What I'm telling you. That first slok of this chapter, Sancharya Rama Vidhavege. Anyone?
Sajjan Maharaj.
Sajjan.
Okay, sure. Ashram Maharaj.
Yeah. I don't think it was structured. Better come on this side, it won't stretch that far.
Chakshu unmitam dena tasmai shri
before speaking, like one of the most respected places is not to go to speak as my teacher will to the lab of Vishnu Vishnupada, Sutra Sutra Shishma, Shirogoga, and go somewhere else. Again, I offer my most respectful basis is often not to see that my sannyas and shift to the wrong Vishnu Kala, Sattva Sattva Shishma, Shri Bhakti Mantanaraj, Vasu Maharaj. And again, my most respectful basis is often not to see that my parent Guru is not to do that for Vishnu Vishnu Kala, Sattva Sattva Shishma, Shri Adesi Bhakti Mantanaraj, Shri Prabhupada, and not to do that for Vishnu Vishnu Kala, Sattva Sattva Shishma, Shri Bhakti Mantanaraj, Vasu Maharaj, and to all Vajna Sannyasis and all Vajna Vajna Sannyasis. So, this first shloka of chapter 8, here is stated that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Gauranga, he is the reservoir of all conclusive knowledge in the ocean service. He empowered Sri Ramananda Roy, he who made light into a cloud of the ocean service. This cloud was filled with all conclusive purports of the ocean service and was empowered by the ocean to spread the small portion of the sea. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ocean knowledge of pure devotion service. So, in this verse, it's explaining that Krishna is ocean of grass, that all mellows reside in Sri Krishna Bhagavan. And that same Krishna, he has appeared some 500 years ago as Satchinanda Gaurahari. He has come tasting the mood and taking the complexion of Srimati Vaidya. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come and he has come as a teacher. Krishna has given instructions in Bhagavad Gita. And though he has given instructions, but how to follow these instructions? Manmana Bhagavan Bhakto, Manji Mana Masaru. Then Krishna comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show practically how to think of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that same Krishna, absorbed in thinking of Krishna. He's full of all ras. So, one teaching is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and he's shown that even though one may be, even the Supreme Lord, when he appears in this world, that he accepts Guru. That Lord Ramachandra, when he appeared, he accepted Guru. That Krishna, he appeared, he accepted Guru. And also when Krishna comes in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepts Guru. But who is the Guru? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's explained, Radhika Prem Guru, Amisi Sinat. Krishna is saying that my guru is Srimati Radhika and she is making I dance according to her tune. So when Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he is coming and he has accepted Diksha from Srimati Radhika. Accepting Diksha, coming with the mood and the intrinsic beauty of Srimati Radhika, he comes as Satchinanda Gaurahari. So, but this Krishna, he is the ocean of all ras. Everything is there within him. But here we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's gone to Godavari and then he's gone to Roy Ramananda. It's explained here that this cloud was filled with all conclusive purpose of the ocean service and empowered by the ocean to spread this water. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's like the ocean. And he's going there. He's Vishoy Vigraha. He's the supreme object of love. And devotees, especially devotees of Vrindavan, Srimati Radhika and the Gopis, they are Ashray Vigraha. They're the abodes of love. Vishoy Vigraha, he's like the ocean. And the abodes, they're like the clouds. So we know, how is water coming to, how the clouds form? That when the water from the ocean evaporates, then it manifests as clouds. So the source of the water, which is coming from the source of the clouds, the source of water in the clouds, is the ocean. But we see that that ocean, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is going to Roy Ramananda, who is like a cloud. He's a Shri Vigraha. Why? Because the ocean, if you go and you take water from the ocean, and then you go and you take water from the cloud when it rains in the mature time. Which is sweeter, the water from the ocean or the water from the cloud? Which is sweeter? The cloud. But the source is the ocean. In the same way, Krishna is Ishwara Vigraha. He's the object of love. He's the ocean of rasa. But, as Srila Prabhupada explained right in the beginning of class, in understanding the love mellows and tasting the love mellows, that there's taste that's there in Ashwari Vigraha, especially Srimati Radhika, that he himself cannot understand. So to taste that, then he has taken the mood, the intrinsic mood of Srimati Radhika, especially Nanda Gaurahi. But still, even though he's performing his pastimes in Namadri, still he goes and he takes sannyas. Why? Because taking sannyas is showing that one who's taking sannyas is taking a vow to meditate and absorb himself 24 hours a day in serving the Buddha. But still he's not satisfied. So he goes to Godavari and he takes Shiksha. He's accepted Diksha Guru. He's accepted sannyas. But still he needs his Bhajan Shiksha Guru. So he's going to Rua Ramananda, who in Krishna's pastimes is the Shaka. So in this way, though he's the ocean, he's approaching the cloud, Ashwari Vigraha. Vishaka, now appearing in the male form as Rua Ramananda, and they are getting instruction. And in this way, he's instructing all of us that at every step of life, that we should be under guidance, we should be in Anugatya. It is explained, Yau Bhagapad, Vaishnavar Sane, Ekanga Jokoroti Panacharane, that if we want to understand the truth of Srimad Bhagavatam, if we want to understand the glories of Prem Tattva, then we'll have to go to one who is more exalted. So there's nobody more exalted than Satchinanda Gaurahari. He's the ocean, but still he's approached the cloud of Sri Ramananda Roy to hear these conclusive truths of bhakti. That what is great,
not yet received.
What is not
he has not, not yet
wrong.
Received, but he has written to him, and I ask you to call him tomorrow.
Can you express more, something more? The special?
Microphone, please.
Om Jyotirajasya Jnana Svatraya Chaksuram Nitham Nitasmai Sri Gurudeva. So, Shripada Maharaj, Aishwarya Maharaj has explained very nicely, and Srila Gurudeva has asked me if there's anything more to be added. One very important item about that same ocean is that at a certain time, at a certain constellation or arrangement of stars called Swati Nakshatra, when the cloud pours rain at that particular time, then that ocean becomes a repository of jewels, or in Sanskrit it's called Ratnakara. More practically, in the ocean there are oysters living in oyster shells. So when the rain of Swati Nakshatra comes, the oyster shells get pearls in them. It's just the scientific universal arrangement. Similarly, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhakti Siddhanta, he's the ocean of Gauravati. That Gaur is the ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta. However, when that rain of Sri Rai Ramananda's explanations came, though they came being inspired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the heart of Rai Ramananda, when they came back from that Ashraya Vigraha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became Anupa Jukta Siddhanta. That is, as mentioned earlier, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna, and he knows how it feels to get lost. He knows how it feels to see Maldives daughter's tears coming from her eyes as she speaks and regrets them. But she doesn't know the bombs, he doesn't know the bombs that are going on in her heart. Or the coward boys, how they feel, and what to speak of Srimati Radhika. He has Krishna Tattva, Gyan. That means Gyan as opposed to Vidyan. He knows all Siddhanta, and he knows theoretically about Srimati Radhika's love and how to feel like her. But he has no realization. This is a very special thing about getting the expressions from Rai Ramananda, who is Vishakha Devi, that just as Lord Krishna told Brahma after he told him the verses, oh, before creation only I existed, now whatever you see here is only me, and if you see it as anything other than me, it's just an illusion, a shadow in the darkness with no substance. And after creation it will also only be me. So he's telling all this to Lord Brahma, but no realization is coming. Then Krishna puts his hand over the head of Lord Brahma and says, whatever I have told you, now let it be realized in your heart, everything about my qualities, glories, and pastimes. So that's the difference between Gyan and Vidyan. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has theoretic knowledge of how to be Srimati Radhika and how she feels. But when Krishna originally asked Radharani, because although he's called Gauri, means he steals the door or golden complexion and moves to Radhika, actually, she's too alert for that. He had to actually ask her, can I borrow your golden complexion? She said, certainly, but Vishakha Devi will have to come as Rai Ramananda, Lalita will have to come as Guru Damodar, and I will have to come as Gadadhar Pandit to give you actual realization of the thing. So now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Anubhav Jukta Siddhanta. That is Bhakti Siddhanta with realization of Radha's path by the mercy of the Shishu Guru, Rai Ramananda.
Very good. Thank you. Something more that he explained, that Mahaprabhu is unlimited ocean of Siddhanta Ratna. What are Siddhanta? What are that Siddhanta? Mahaprabhu, all Siddhanta of Bhakti, he knows. But indirect way, like the water of ocean goes by the sun rays and makes it cloud.
Sweet.
Huh?
Then it becomes sweet.
So, what are that? That are not only bhakti bulb, but more something. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhu. Raramanand, like a meg. Like a cloud. And unknowingly, that other could not see. And he inspired all these rasa tattva, especially Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, rasa tattva, prem vilas tattva, even what Rai Ramananda told and Mahaprabhu stopped his mouth. All these things. It was inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the heart of Rai Ramananda. And then Rai Ramananda, with the Aadhar, basis of his Ashraya Tattva, because he is Vishakha, he is also Ashraya Tattva, always with Radhika. So when he told from his mouth, then it became like a more Ratna. What Ratna? Dasa Sakha Vatsalya Angamadur. But in these, some are Aratna.
Jewel.
But some are Chintamani. Some are Krishna Kaustubmani. Or Ekta Ki Mani?
Chandrakantamani.
Parsamani, Chintamani.
Chandrakantamani.
Nilamani.
No. Oh, Krishna, Sri Vatsamani.
Shyamantakmani.
You know Shyamantakmani. Oh, high grade. In thus, this Madhur Ras. And Madhur Ras in Radhika is top of like Shyamantakmani. More than Chintamani. What is the speciality of Chintamani? Oh, she can give so much gold, everything. But she cannot give Chintamani. Never. But this high class of, oh, they can give. Shyamantakmani or Kasturmani. So these are like that. And it has been told that the ocean of that Bhakti Siddhanta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is like endless ocean of Ras Prem. In this ocean, what? Water is salty. And there, very sweet, madhur, rush, sweet. Always a rush up. Oh. Though endless ocean, but end there is. There must be end of this ocean.
Material ocean.
Here is what?
Atlantic.
Atlantic. And after that, will come America. After America,
Pacific.
Changes. There is water, after that sun and land. And here, oh, ever, everywhere, rush and rush. No end, no deepness. Here, here, Magarmacha, whales, more than
alligator, sharks,
everything here. And there what? Here, karma, gyan, yoga, upasana. Oh, they are not. Only rush by chitri. There are wets, roaring so much. And there are really wets, but wets of rush. Vipranambhan Sambho.
Meeting and separation.
And all devotees with Krishna always
drowning
in that ocean. And when he told that Gyan, then big Gyan, Gyan Paramam Guhyam. Vijnana samanyatvam sarahasyam tadangasya grihana gaditam maya. Gyan, knowledge. But when it will be anubhav, realization of that gyan, then it will be big gyan. If you are so thirsty, water, if you will drink water, then it will be, your thirst will go. This is knowledge, gyan. But without knowing this, if you will take water, glass of water, and satisfied, then this is big gyan. Moreover, it has been told, here gyan means Krishna tattva, big gyan Radha tattva, and Rahasya is prema tattva. Prema Radhika and Krishna each other. And tad anga here, Radha Krishna Vilas Tattva, Prem Vivarta, who sang Raya Ramananda, Pailahi Rag, Nayan Bhang Bhaila, all this. So all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows. But when he went to Vishakha and he did Anugatya, heard from him, then it became big gyan. And he heard what? Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Prem Vilas Tattva, Prem Vilas and Vibhartha and everything. Now, if you will have to go to any Vaishnava, in what form, in what mood we should go there, like Raya Ramananda. Though he was like a king, but he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in evening in the house of Brahmin. Only one dhoti. No dhoti kurta, no kurta. He told last night, kurta. No kurta at all. Nothing. Only one dhoti, half wearing and half like Indian Brahmins who when chanting or they do it like this. So in this form. Especially he took his dhoti like this. What? Trinadapi Sunich mood. This is. And he became so polite that I am Sudra. I don't know nothing. Those who know have no knowledge, they are Sudra. So I don't know. But what Raya Ramananda told? Mahat Vichalanang Nidam Grihinang Dina Chetasam. What meaning? Sajjana? You? Can you? Mahat Vichalanang Nidam. Tumi boli. He always Trinadapi Sunich.
So, Śrīla Gurudeva commanded me to explain the slope. Mahādhi chalanam rinam grihinam dira chetasam nishyasaya bhagavan nanatha kalpate kachit. So, when Śrīmad Mahāprabhu went to the bank of Godavari to meet his Ramananda Rāya, in this context, the Krishna Tolidāya Goswami has quoted this slope. Actually, this slope is from Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. When Nanda Baba wanted to get the name of Krishna and Balaram, at that time, Gargacharya came in brush, sent by Vasudeva Maharaj. So, due to fear of council, Nanda Baba not invite Gargacharya in his royal palace. They went to Kaushed, then none can doubt. Nanda Maharaj told to Gargacharya, Mahadvi Chalanam Rinam Grihinam Dina Chetasam Nishtasaya Bhagavan Nanda Thakalpate Kachit. You are Mahat. Mahat means Mahadvi Chalanam Rinam. If any Mahat Dakti, Mahat means Supreme Mahat is Krishna, who is doing his bhajan and captured Krishna in his heart, they are Mahat. Mahadvi Chalanam. Chalanam means to move here and there. Vichalanam means instasalare. So many times, Śrīla Gurudeva has told our spiritual grandfather, Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, when he traveled to Western countries and Eastern countries, nobody invited him. he came himself. And Srila Gurudev, he came himself. Not possible for so many devotees to go to India to meet his Gurudev. Gurudev came here mercifully, being costed merciful. So they are Mahat. Mahatri Charanam Ridan. Grihinam Dina Chetasam. The householder who are not doing bhajan and entangled in household work, they think that he is very low. But Nanda Baba is not low at all. Why is telling himself? Due to humility. Whose Swami is Krishna Supreme Personality Godhead, who is more fortunate than him. But due to humility is telling, Grihinam Dina Chetasam, I am householder. Nishrasa Bhagavan Nanatha, Mahavichana Vihinajana Chetasam, Nishrasa Bhagavan Nanatha Kalpate Kochi. If any Mahavakti come in a householder house, then his life is successful. Why? Because there are so many species of life, but human being is very less. So our ultimate goal is to take darshan of Bhagavan. It mentioned in scripture that Dullabha manusha janma, tattar dehinam chana bhangura, tattar vi dullabha manne, vaikuntha priya darshanam. Among all species, human life is very less and very rare. Dullabha manusha janma, tattar vi dullabha chana bhangura. And it's not for whole time. No man are immortal, or are mortal. Who has taken birth and give up this world one day? So it's quite certain. Tatravi durlahan manne vaikuntham tiya vaikuntham tiya darsanam. If any very bona fide devotee came by his good fortune, then his life is successful. So Gauravacharya has come in broad. So Nandava is telling that Nishrasa Bhagavan nam thakalpate koti. So you have come, so my life is successful. So in any good fortune, if somebody has met any bona fide devotee or bona fide guru, then his life is successful. Immediately have to surrender at his lotus feet and have to take suggestion from him how to advance in Krishna consciousness and how we make our life successful. Then we can advance in Krishna consciousness very easily, and one day we attained our goal. What is the goal? To serve divine couple, being in met servants of Srimati Radhika, living towards Radhika. So if we do so, then our attain our Holland Festival, European Festival 2005 will be successful, and our life will be successful, and travel of Gurudev being in old age, then his coming also will be successful. Hare Krishna.
Then Mahaprabhu told, Parashlok Shadhyay Nirnay Raya Kahe Swadharma Acharane Vishnu. He told that you should read this sloka. Oh, what is sadhya? And then Raya told. And that is sloka. Varnasama acharata parsa param puman Vishnu raradhyate pantha nanna tatto sakarana. Sajjan Maharaj. Yes, what is this? Where is Shruti Maharaj? Oh. Can you? Let him do.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now giving instructions from Vairamananda, and so nicely it's been explained, like a cloud gets its source from the ocean. So now Vairamananda is beginning the instructions of his Sambhad. Step by step he will take us through different gradations according to Adhikar. Different devotees need to surpass different levels of existence and levels of understanding to reach more elevated levels of bhakti. Natanayananda is beginning with Radha-tattva and explaining the exalted nature of Radha-prema. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, prema-sneha-smriti-asya-jan-raga-marga-bhakti-yoki-par-charti-kacharan. He's come to taste that sweet love of Srimati Radharani and then to distribute it to others in the platform of raga-marga. But he's giving us in this Ramananda Samvad, step-by-step process to realize that ultimate goal, not that we jump. So he's beginning with the understanding that the goal is through the performance of Varnashrama. In Bhagavad Gita it's explained, Chaturvarnam Mayashrishtam, Guna Karma Vibhagasya, that Krishna has created these four orders of Varna and Ashram to at least situate us on the human platform. In this age of Kali especially, there is no performance of proper Varna and Ashram because there is animal society. So we need to understand the beginning of spiritual life means to be properly civilized in this Varna Ashram system of four Varnas and four Ashrams. Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. So this is a platform for us to begin our bhakti. It is very misunderstood now in India and that Vedic culture, and now it has gotten dropped to the platform that persons in certain orders of life are thinking just because of birth in a certain family they are qualified to be in that status. But this verse, Bhagavad Gita, explains Guna Karma Vibhagasya. By qualities, one is understood to be in a certain category of Varna and Ashram, not by birth. It's just like if I take birth and my father's a doctor, then I can't go to a hospital and perform a surgery because my father's a doctor. They'll kick me out and we're apart. Similarly, just because I take birth in a Brahmin family, I might have abominable qualities, but it doesn't qualify me to be a Brahmin. So this is happening in this Varnashram system. It has been perverted in this age of Kali, and there are Brahmin class of men, personalities in different parts of the world, thinking because they've taken birth in these Varnas or Ashrams that they are qualified either. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rejecting this because there's no mention. Ultimately, Varnashrama is meant to satisfy Vishnu. Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur has said, Arajam Raja Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayos, that actually we should think that we're eternal servants of the Son of Nanda. So this Vishnu form is an expansion coming from Balaram. So we are in this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. We are actually servants of and striving in a one-pointed way towards Radha and Krishna the son of Nanda Maharaj. So there's no mention of the soul in this. So it's not the supreme sadhya, it's not the supreme destination, the supreme goal, because there's no mention of the Atma and the supreme eternal Ishtadevi, Ishtadevi, Radha and Krishna.
Thank you. You too, sing. Any song? Oh, what I say? Achay for you should song. You don't know another song? Oh, they should come. Oh, where is your brother? You can come here and call your brother. What name?
Shakti, Kalayam Govinda.
So you should learn, take from your father also. You should. And you should.
Thank you.
like father, like son, daughter. Thank you. Mahaprabhu heard this sloka of Dhanasam Dharma from the mouth of Raya Ramana. And he is rejected. Yoho Bhajya, Aage Kaha. Daudyal, why he rejected? Daudyal, you should stand up and tell why he rejected. After that. Oh, more louder. Keep your mic in mouth.
Why he rejected?
Yeah.
Rejected Dhanasam Dharma because for too many reasons. The first reason is Dhanasam Dharma refers to the external body designation. And Brahmana and black and white and Kshatriya like this. But Naham Vipra Narapatir Nakiva Shona Shukro. Naham Varina Narapatir. Nakiva Shona Shudro. I am not a Brahma, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a household, I am not a Brahma, I am an eternal servant of Krishna. So this is one reason. This Dhanasam does not pertain to the soul, to who we really are eternally, but to our external designation that may change, that are changing from one birth to the next. That's the first reason. The second reason, it only pertains to the four impermanent goals of life, artha, kama artha, dharma artha kama moksha, which are kama, dharma, which is religion, artha, economic development, kama, the satisfaction of all material desire, and moksha liberation. All these are impermanent. They're not eternal qualities of the soul, and does not refer to the Param Purushata, the Pancha Purushata, which is Krishna Prema, the attainment of pure bhakti. It's two reasons. Can anyone drop my memory?
Motivation.
Okay,
oh. Thank you, Guru Dev. Good effort.
Good attempt.
Good attempt. But you should know all this.
Om Agyanatidam Vasya Jnananjayasarate Chaksuruhitam Vina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Yes, so this Dhanasam Dharma is pertaining to the social orders of life, which are divided in four categories, in social orders and spiritual orders, varna and ashrama. So if one identifies with one of those orders, then he is on the Bodhi platform. He cannot satisfy the Lord by being secured in his conception of material existence, and whatever we do will not be satisfying to the soul and satisfying to the super soul. So whatever gains he will obtain by these activities, if he may satisfy Lord Vishnu, if Lord Vishnu may be pleased by his activities being fixed in the Dhanasam Dharma, then you will gain happiness in this world, or promotion to the heavenly planets, or maybe you will merge in Brahman, which is not actually a benediction, because happiness in this world is temporary. Nobody can be permanently happy in this world, because material existence is like a disease, and a disease may be relieved by some
itching.
Just like eczema is a disease, you may scratch for a while and then feel relief for some time, but then after some time, because it is a disease, it will come back as an infection
trying to be happy in this world is a mistake. Nobody can be happy permanently. And Kuvraj in Brahman is also a conception which is adopted by humans. So devotees, they don't want to merge in Krishna or Vishnu, and we shouldn't try to do that also. So Vanashram is forced because it is established on the platform. There is a story in relation to this, and there was a king, if I may tell the story, called Harishchandra. And he was completely satisfied with his position as a king. And he was thinking, I am a king, I have a very beautiful wife and children, and everything I say is completely true. So he was fixed in that conception of life. So in order to help him to understand his false identification with the body, one great sage, Vishwamitra, once came in a dream, and in that dream he appeared, he presented himself in front of the king and said, "O king, you are very truthful. So you never tell a lie in your life. You're very
true to your words.
So I want to ask you a benediction. I want to ask you actually for some donation. Could you give me your kingdom?" So the king said, "Yes, why not? I want to give you my kingdom." So the Vishwamitra was very satisfied and then left. The day after, he came to the palace of the king and said, "O king, do you remember me?" He said, "No." He said, "I came to you in a dream last night, and I asked you for your kingdom." The king remembered, "Oh yes, that's right, I remember now. And you asked me for my kingdom. So, will you give me your kingdom?" "Yes, I will definitely give you my kingdom." So, Vishwamitra said, "Thank you very much. I accept. But whenever somebody gives something, he should also at the same time give a donation. Dakshi. So, would you give something?" "Yes, what do you like?" "I like to have 10,000 golden coins." So the king said, "Yes, let me call my treasurer." So he called treasurer and said, "Could you give and bring 10,000 gold coins and give to this rishi?" He said, "Yes." But Vishwamitra said, "Actually, you cannot do like that, because this belongs to me now. You gave me everything. You cannot take from my treasure." So the king was puzzled. What to do? And he said, "What, O Vishwamitra? What can I do?" So Vishwamitra asked, "You can sell yourself in the marketplace and get money. And in this way, you will be able to give me donation."
Outside of the kingdom.
No.
Don't disturb me.
So, he said, "Why? So I will sell myself to the next village nearby." So Vishwamitra said, "No, this is also my kingdom. You cannot sell yourself in the next village." "Oh, where should I do that?" "Oh, there's a place, Kashi, which doesn't belong to this territory, this world. It was given to Lord Shiva by Lord Vishnu, so it's completely aloof from this place, so you can also go there and sell yourself on the marketplace." So the king accepted, and he went there, and he sold himself, as well as his wife and child. For himself, he got 5,000 golden coins, and for his wife and son, he got also 5,000 golden coins. He sold his wife to a very poor person, and himself was also bought by somebody who burned the bodies on the crematorium. So he was given the task of burning bodies on the crematorium,
at night time. So he went there and took his position, his post. So he was working. One night during black night, one day he came with a child in her arms and said, "I want to cremate my child."
Huh? Oh, my son.
Who was killed by the snake. So he said, "Yes, it is possible. So you will have to do something." But the lady said, I don't have anything. I am very poor. I don't know. A very poor person doesn't ever give me anything. So what could I do?" At that time, the lightning came and the thunderbolt. And the king could see that lady was actually his wife. And the child who was in her lap, in her hands, was his son. Oh my God. He became very, very puzzled. But because he was truthful to his words, he said, "Still, you have to give me something." So, they said, "What should I think? I give you. I can give you part of my side. I can give it out and give you the other out." So the king said, "Yes, you should do that." As she was going to do it, all of a sudden, Vishwamitra, Brahmaji, Shivji, they appeared on the scene, and Yamaraj too, and they said, "Stop, stop." So the king, "What?" said, "Okay, we were willing to help you, and we created a situation in order to make you realize that everything, your conception were completely wrong. That you thought you were a king, but actually you were not a king. You thought that lady was your wife, but see, she's not your wife anymore. And you thought, I am truthful, but everything you said was completely wrong. So, now that you have understood this, we will give you back the kingdoms, your wife," and they gave the life back to the child. And the king was actually being in the shock, he was so much relieved. Then he asked for a boon. He said, "Please, in the future, don't test anyone in spiritual life as you did tested me, because nobody will be able to pass the test." So they agreed to that benediction. That's why today our process is not so difficult because of that benediction. So Vanashantana is only a platform, it's not actually a goal. It's a base from which we can do sadhana, hear Harikatha, and follow the process of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they were also trying to establish Vanashantana, but that was to
Daiva Varnash.
Devi Varnash. Just that people will not fall down from the position and become like animals, changing partners, going from one wife to the other, one husband to the other, changing orders. So in order to set up that example, they implemented Vanashrama. Srila Prabhupada effect many communities. But we can see though today that these communities, they are like empty. Because we should understand that this is not the goal, it is only a platform to do sadhana. And if anybody from these communities, they would accept to follow the process according to our paramparas, then everything will flourish again. But unfortunately we see this is not the case. So we can understand that Vanashandharma is not the
Thank
goal,
you.
But it is only a platform.
Thank you. We should know that there are three kinds of bhakti: Swarup Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, Arop Siddha Bhakti. Pure bhakti, Swarup Siddha Bhakti is Anna Vilasita Sunyam, Jnan Karma Dhanabhritam, Anukullein Krishnanusullam Bhaktir Uttama. By body, mind and sense, when we are going to please Krishna, all the activities for Krishna, only to please Krishna, to please Krishna. No selfishness, no karma gyan, not covered by that, and no worldly any desire, then it is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Then Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Sharanam, these nines are Swarup Siddha Bhakti. After that, four, five, and one Harinam Sankirtan. But when not really Swarup Siddha Bhakti, not, but we are hope.
Superimposing.
What are hope?
Superimpose.
What is that? You made a garden. To make a garden, never it is written that it is bhakti. To distribute books, never it is written. But if you will do to please Guru and Krishna, then something will come.
Is it Swarup Siddha Bhakti?
No.
But it's for, it's for,
I am telling that it is like Arop Siddha Bhakti. Varnashram Dharma is like Arop Siddha Bhakti. Here Vishnu, to please Vishnu, we follow Varnashram Dharma. To please. But it has been written to please by Varnashram Dharma. Oh, only Dharma, Artha, Kam and Moksha can be. Not more than that. So this is not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. So this is not really goal of our life. This is not what? Sarupanubandhi Bhakti. What is Sarupanubandhi? To please Krishna. He has no nothing to please Krishna. Even Vishnu, but that Vishnu?
Who's Vishnu? Not clear conception here.
No conception of real Vishnu. So, anywhere it has written Daivya Varnashram Dharma. Oh, by that we can please. Now, Varnashram Dharma, what is now? We cannot. So that Daivya Varnashram Dharma may be, or that Vishnu can be pleased. And only he can give dharma, artha, kam, and so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it. Now, then Mahaprabhu told, Aage kaha. Then what? Aage kahar, Raya kahe Krishna karmarpana sadhu sadhya. That to what? To offer our creative karmas to Krishna. And we will explain all these things tomorrow. Gaur Premanande Krishna Das.
Hare Krishna. So, some more devotees are requested for initiation. It will take place tomorrow, 8:30 a.m.
Some ability which none of the other species of life have. And what is that? They are given this intelligence. The ability to inquire. So, this ability is given by the Supreme Lord, who has endowed the living entity with this chance, with this opportunity, that he can inquire, what is my purpose of life, why I'm here in this world, which aim and object I should fix my goal to be. So, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to inquire from Ramananda Roy. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, as we just heard from Srila Gurudev, with the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika. So of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu He is full of all knowledge of these things, but yet he also had his purpose to fulfill in coming there and meeting privately with Ramananda Roy. Because when he was in Jagannath Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told him, oh, you must meet with this great personality, Ramananda Roy. He is a perfect Vaishnava, and he knows all these transcendental truths perfectly. You will be able to achieve all things by his association. So now very eagerly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has his own mission to fulfill. As Srila Gurudev explained, he came within this world, wanting to know, wanting to experience and to taste the transcendental praying of Srimati Radhika. He wanted to understand this. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayeva. He wanted to understand the greatness of Srimati Radharani's love for him. He wanted to understand Svadhyo Yena Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Va Madhya. He wanted to understand the sweetness, the Madhurima, which she tastes through her praying. And Sokyam Chasyam Mat Anubhavata Veti Lobhat. He wanted to understand what is the happiness that Srimati Radhika experiences. Krishna sees it is millions of times greater than my own happiness as being the object, the vishoy, the object of her praying and of all the praying of all the gopis, brijvasis, and all the devotees within the whole creation.
Thank you.
So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended. Krishna himself took the golden complexion and the bhav, the mood of Srimati Radhika, and within the womb of Mother Sachi, he descended into this world to fulfill his objective. So now by coming to the banks of the Godavari, he began to inquire from Ramananda Roy, that please explain to me what is the ultimate goal of life, the Satya.
Thank you.
Sundar Gopal. Where is Sundar Gopal? Not? Sundar Gopal is not here? Where is Sundar Gopal? No. In that chapter, first slok is Sancharya me Raman Vidhameghe Bhakti Nij Bhakti Yoga. Can you explain this slok? No. What I'm telling you. That first slok of this chapter, Sancharya Rama Vidhakti. Anyone?
Sajjan Maharaj.
Sajjan.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Ashram Maharaj. Better come on this side. It won't stretch that far.
Om Gyanati Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmitam Dena Tasmai Shri Guruvena. So before speaking, like often my most respectful basis is of the most respected my Dikshaguru Nityanil Apavishwam Vishwapada Sattara Sattara Shishwara Shri Gopa Vinko Samaraj. Again, I offer my most respectful basis is of the most respected of my Sannyasin Shikshi Guru Vishnupada Sattara Sattara Shishwara Shri Bhakti Nath Narayana Vasa Maharaj. And again, my most respectful basis is of the most respected of my Bhakti Guru Deva Nityanil Apavishwam Vishwapada Sattara Sattara Shishwara Shri Bhakti Vinod Swami Shri Prabhupada, and Nityananda Prabhupada, Shri Bhakti Vinod Swami Shri 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 Prab So, this first shloka of chapter 8, here is stated that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Gauranga, he is the reservoir of all conclusive knowledge in devotional service. He empowered Sri Ramananda Roy, he who made light into a cloud of devotional service. This cloud was filled with all conclusive purports of devotional service and was empowered by the ocean to spread the sword of devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was the ocean knowledge of pure devotional service. So, in this verse, it's explaining that Krishna is ocean of Ras, that all mellows reside in Sri Krishna Bhagavan. And that same Krishna, he has appeared some 500 years ago as Satchinanda Gaurahari. He's come tasting the mood and taking the complexion of Srimati Radhika. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come, and he has come as a teacher. Krishna has given instructions in Bhagavad Gita. And though he's given instructions, but how to follow these instructions, Manrana Bhagavan Bhakto, Manji Mana Masaru, then Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show practically how to think of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that same Krishna, absorbed in thinking of Krishna. He's full of all ras. So, one teaching is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and he's shown that even though one may be, even the Supreme Lord, when he appears in this world, that he accepts Guru. That Lord Ramachandra, he appeared, he accepted Guru. That Krishna, he appeared, he accepted Guru. And also when Krishna comes in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepts Guru. But who is the Guru? In Chaitanya Charitamrita is explained, Radhika Prem Guru Ami Sisyanath. Krishna is saying that my Guru is Srimati Radhika and she is making I dance according to her tune. So when Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he's coming and he has accepted Diksha from Srimati Radhika. Accepting Diksha, coming with the mood and the intrinsic beauty of Srimati Radhika, he comes as Satchinanda Gaurahari. So, but this Krishna, he's the ocean of all ras. Everything is there within him. But here we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's gone to Godavari, and then he's gone to Roy Ramananda. It's explained here that this cloud was filled with all conclusive purpose of devotional service and empowered by the ocean to spread this water. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's like the ocean. And he's going there. He's Vishoy Vigraha. He's the supreme object of love. And devotees, especially devotees of Vrindavan, Srimati Radhika and the Gopis, they are Ashoy Vigraha. They're the abodes of love. Vishoy Vigraha, he's like the ocean. And the abodes, they're like the clouds. So we know, how is water coming to, how the clouds form? That when the water from the ocean evaporates, then it manifests as clouds. So the source of the water, which is coming from the source of the cloud, the source of water in the clouds, is the ocean. But we see that that ocean, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is going to Roy Ramananda, who is like a cloud. He's a Shri Vigraha. Why? Because the ocean, if you go and you take water from the ocean, and then you go and you take water from the cloud when it rains at a mature time, which is sweeter, the water from the ocean or the water from the cloud? Which is sweeter? The cloud. But the source is the ocean. In the same way, Krishna is Vishoy Vigraha. He's the object of love. He's the ocean of rasa. But, as Srila Prabhupada explained right in the beginning of class, in understanding the love and mellows and tasting the love and mellows, that there's taste that's there in Ashwari Vigraha, especially Srimati Radhika, that he himself cannot understand. So to taste that,
then he has taken the mood, the intrinsic mood of Srimati Radhika as Satchinanda Gaurahari. But still, even though he's performing his pastimes in Navadvipa, still he goes and he takes sannyas. Why? Because taking sannyas is showing that one who's taking sannyas is taking a vow to meditate and absorb themselves 24 hours a day in serving the Kunda. But still he's not satisfied. So he goes to Godavari and he takes Shiksha. He's accepted Diksha Guru. He's accepted sannyas. But still he needs his Bhajan Shiksha Guru. So he's going to Rua Ramananda, who in Krishna's pastimes is Vishaka. So in this way, though he's the ocean, he's approaching the cloud, Ashoy Vigraha. Vishaka, now appearing in the male form as Rua Ramananda, and they're getting instruction. And in this way, he's instructing all of us that at every step of life, that we should be under guidance, we should be in Anugatya. It is explained, Yau Bhagapad, Vaishnavar Sane, Ekanta Shokuruti Kanitarani. That if we want to understand the truth of Srimad Bhagavatam, if we want to understand the glory of Supreme Tattva, then we'll have to go to one who is more exalted. So there's nobody more exalted than Satchinanda Gaurahari. He's the ocean, but still he's approaching the cloud of Sri Ramananda Roy to hear these conclusive truths of bhakti. That what is great,
not yet received.
What is
not, he has not, not yet received, but he has written to him, and I ask you to call him tomorrow.
Can you express more, something more? The special?
Microphone, please.
Om Jnana Sivarandasya Jnana Samadraya Chatsuram Ritam Yenu Pasmai Sri Vavino. So, Shripad Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj has explained very nicely, and Srila Gurudev has asked me if there's anything more to be added. One very important item about that same ocean is that at a certain time, at a certain constellation or arrangement of stars called Swati Nakshatra, when the cloud pours rain at that particular time, then that ocean becomes a repository of jewels, or in Sanskrit it's called Ratnatara. More practically, in the ocean there are oysters living in oyster shells. So when the rain of Swati Nakshatra comes, the oyster shells get pearls in them. It's just a scientific universal arrangement. Similarly, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhakti Siddhanta, he's the ocean of Gaurabhi. That Gaur is the ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta. However, when that rain of Sri Rai Ramananda's explanations came, though they came being inspired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the heart of Rai Ramananda, when they came back from that Ashraya Vigraha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became Anupa Jukta Siddhanta. That is, as mentioned earlier, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna, and he knows how it feels to get lost. He knows how it feels to see Mother Yasoda's tears coming from her eyes as she feeds him her breast milk. But she doesn't know the bobs, he doesn't know the bobs that are going on in her heart, or the coward boys, how they feel, and what to speak of Srimati Radhika. He has Krishna Tattva, Gyan. That means Gyan as opposed to Vigyan. He knows all Siddhanta, and he knows theoretically about Srimati Radhika's love and how to feel like her. But he has no realization. This is a very special thing about getting the expressions from Raya Ramananda, who is Vishakha Devi, that just as Lord Krishna told Brahma, after he told him the verses, oh, before creation only I existed, now whatever you see here is only me, and if you see it as anything other than me, it's just an illusion, a shadow in the darkness with no substance. And after creation it will also only be me. So he's telling all this to Lord Brahma, but no realization is coming. Then Krishna puts his hand over the head of Lord Brahma and says, whatever I have told you, now let it be realized in your heart, everything about my qualities, glories, and pastimes. So that's the difference between Gyan and Vidyan. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had theoretic knowledge of how to be Srimati Radhika and how she feels. But when Krishna originally asked Radharani, because although he's called Gauri, means he steals the door or golden complexion and moves to Radhika, actually, she's too alert for that. He had to actually ask her, can I borrow your moves and complexion? She said, certainly, but Vishakha Devi will have to come as Radharananda, Lalita will have to come as Guru Damodar, and I will have to come as the Gadadhar Pandit to give you actual realization of the thing. So now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Anubhavjukta Siddhanta, that is Bhakti Siddhanta with realization of Radha's path by the mercy of the Shishya Guru, Radharananda.
Very good. Thank you. Something more that he explained, that Mahaprabhu is unlimited ocean of Siddhanta Ratna. What are Siddhanta? What are the Siddhanta? Mahaprabhu, all Siddhanta of Bhakti, he knows. But in direct way, like the water of ocean goes by the sun rays and makes it cloud.
Sweet.
Huh?
Then it becomes sweet.
So, what are that? That are not only bhakti bal, but more something. Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, and Madhu. Raramanand, like a meg. Like a cloud. And unknowingly, that other could not see. And he inspired all these rasa tattva, especially Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, rasa tattva, prem bilas tattva, even what Raya Ramananda told and Mahaprabhu stopped his mouth. All these things. It was inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the heart of
Raya Ramananda.
And then Raya Ramananda, with the Adhar, basis of his Ashraya Tattva, because he is Vishakha, he is also Ashraya Tattva. Always with Radhika. So when he told from his mouth, then it became like a Mo Ratna. What Ratna? Dasya Sakha Vatsalya Ang Madhur. No? But in this, some are Ratna.
Jewels.
Jewel. But some are Chintamani. Some are Krishna. Kaustu Mani. Or Ekta Ki Mani?
Chandrakanta Mani.
Parsamani, Chintamani.
Chandrakanta.
No. Oh, Krishna, Sri Vatsamani.
Sri Vats.
Shyamantakmani. You know Shyamantakmani. Oh, high grade. In thus, this Madhur Rasa. and Madhuras in Radhika. It's top of like Shyamantakmani, more than Chintamani. What is the speciality of Chintamani? Oh, she can give so much gold, everything, but she cannot give Chintamani. Never. But this high class of, oh, they can give. Shyamantakmani or Kastumani. So these are like that. And it has been told that the ocean of that Bhakti Siddhanta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is like endless ocean of Ras Prem. In this ocean, what? Water is salty, and there, very sweet, madhur, ras, sweet, always rasa. Oh, though endless ocean, but end there is. There must be end of this ocean.
Material ocean.
Here is what?
Atlantic.
Atlantic. And after that will come America. After America?
Pacific.
Changes. There is water, after that some end land. And here? Oh, ever, everywhere, rush and rush. No end, no deepness. Here, magarmacha, whales, more than?
Alligator, sharks.
Everything here. And they are what? Here, karma, gyan, yoga, upasana. Oh, they are not. Only rush by Chitri. They are wet, roaring so much. And they are really waves, but waves of rush. Vipranambha and Sambho.
Meeting and separation.
And all devotees with Krishna always drowning in that ocean. And when he told that gyan, then big gyan. Gyan paramam guhyam vijnana samanyatam sarahasyam tadangasya grihana gaditam maya. Gyan, knowledge. But when it will be anubhav, realization of that gyan, then it will be big gyan. If you are so thirsty, water, if you will drink water, then it will be, your thirst will go. This is knowledge, gyan. But without knowing this, if you will take water, glass of water, and satisfied, then this is big gyan. Moreover, it has been told, here gyan means Krishna Tattva, Vijnan Radha Tattva, and Rahasya is Prema Tattva, Prem, Radhika and Krishna each other. And Tadanga here, Radha Krishna Vilas Tattva, Prem Vibharta, who told, who sang Raya Ramananda, Pahlahi Rag Nayan Bhang Bhaila. All this. So all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows. But when he went to Vishakha and he did Anugatya, heard from him, then it became big gyan. And he heard what? Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Prem Vilas Tattva, Prem Vilas, and the birth and everything. Now, if you will have to go to any Vaishnava, in what form, in what mood we should go there, like Rai Ramanand. Though he was like a king, but he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in evening in the house of Brahmin. Only one dhoti. No dhoti kurta, no kurta, he told last night. Kurta. No kurta at all. Nothing. Only one dhoti, half wearing and half like Indian Brahmins who when chanting or they do it like. So in this form. Especially he took his dhoti like this. What? Trinadapi Sunich mood. This is. And he became so polite that I am Sudra. I don't know nothing. Those who know have no knowledge, they are Sudra. So I don't know. But what Rai Ramananda told? Mahat Vichalanang Nidam. Grihinang Dina Chetasam.
Nishasaya Bhagavan Nanmatha Kalpate Kuchit.
What meaning? Sajjana? You? Can you? Mahat Vichalanang Nida. Tumi boli? Tumi boli. He always Trinadapi Sunich.
Om Agyam Timidam Dhasa Janjana Salate Chapsuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So, Srila Gurudev command me to explain the slope. Mahadhi Chalanam Rinam Grihinam Dina Chetasam Nishyasaya Bhagavan Nanatha Kalpate Kachit. So, when Srimad Mahaprabhu went to the bank of Godavari to meet his Ramananda Rai, in this context, the Krishna Sodhya Goswami has quoted this slope. Actually, this slope is from Srimad Bhagavatam. When Nanda Baba wanted to get the name of Krishna and Balaram, at that time, Gargacharya came in Braj, sent by Vasudev Maharaj. So, due to fear of Kamsa, Nanda Baba not invite Gargacharya in his royal palace. They went to Kaushet, then none can doubt. Nanda Maharaj told to Gargacharya, Mahadvi Chalanam Rinam Grihinam Dina Chetasam Nishasaya Bhagavan Nanatha Kalpate Kachit. You are Mahat. Mahat means Mahadvi Chalanam Rinam. If any Mahat Dakti, Mahat means Supreme Mahat is Krishna, who is doing his bhajan and captured Krishna in his heart, they are Mahat. Mahadvi Chalanam. Chalanam means to move here and there. Vichalanam means nishasalaye. So many times, Srila Gurudev has told our spiritual grandfather, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, when he traveled to Western country and Eastern country, nobody invited him. He came himself. And Srila Gurudev, he came himself. Not possible for so many devotees to go to India to meet his Gurudev. Gurudev came here mercifully, being cautious merciful. So they are Mahat. Mahatvi Charanam Rinan. Grihinam Dina Chetasam. The householder who are not doing bhajan and entangling household work, they think that they are very low. But Nanda Baba is not low at all. Why is telling himself? Due to humility, whose son is Krishna Supreme Personality Godhead, who is more fortunate than him.
But deep humility is telling, Grihinam Dira Chetasam, I am householder. Nishasa Bhagavan Nanatha, Mahavichana Grihinam Dira Chetasam, Nishasa Bhagavan Nanatha Kalpate Kochi. If any Mahatvakti come in a householder house, then his life is successful. Why? Because there are so many species of life, but human beings is very less. So our ultimate goal is to take darshan of Bhagavan. It mentions in scripture that Vaikunth durlabha manusho janma tatra dehinanchana bhangura tatra bhi durlabha manne Vaikunth priya darshanam durlabha manusho janma. Among all species, human life is very less and very rare. Durlabha manusho janma tatra bhi dukhanchana bhanguram. And it's not for whole time, no man are immortal, all are mortal. Who has taken birth and give up this world one day? So it's perishable. Tatravi durlaham manne vaikuntham kya vaikuntham kya darsanam. If any great, very bona fide devotee came by his good fortune, then his life is successful. So Gauravacharya has come in Braj. So Nandava is telling that Nishasa Bhagavan Nanna Thakalpate Koki. So you have come, so my life is successful. So in any good fortune, if somebody has met any bona fide devotee or bona fide guru, then his life is successful. Immediately have to surrender at his lotus feet and have to take suggestion from him how to advance in Krishna consciousness and how we make our life successful. Then we can advance in Krishna consciousness very easily, and one day we attained our goal. What is the goal? To serve divine couple, being in made servants of Srimati Radhika, living towards Radhika. So if we do so, then our attain our Holland Festival, European Festival 2005 will be successful, and our life will be successful, and travel of Gurudev, being in old age, then his coming also will be successful. Hare Krishna.
Then Mahaprabhu told, परश्लोक साध्य निर्णय राय कहे स्वधर्म आचरणे विष्णु भक्त. He told that you should read this श्लोक. What is साध्य? And then राय told, and that is श्लोक वर्णाश्रम आचारता परसह परम पुमान विष्णु राराध्यते पंथा नन्न तत्तो सकारण. सज्जन महाराज, ये शुड स्पीक. भाई श्रौति महाराज, कैन यू, अच्छा लेट हिम डू.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now giving instructions from Vairamananda, and so nicely it's been explained, like a cloud gets its source from the ocean. So now Vairamananda is getting the instructions of his Sambhad. Step by step he will take us through different gradations according to Adhikar. Different devotees need to surpass different levels of existence and levels of understanding to reach more elevated levels of bhakti. Natha Ramananda is beginning with Radha Tattva and explaining the exalted nature of Radha Prema. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come Premaras Nayana Smriti Ashajan Raga Marga Bhakti Loki Charti Pacharan. He's come to taste that sweet love of Srimati Radharani and then to distribute it to others in the platform of Raga Marga. But he's giving us in this Ramananda Samvad step by step process to realize that ultimate goal, not that we jump. So he's beginning with the understanding that the goal is through the performance of Varnashrama. In Bhagavad Gita it's explained, Chaturvarnam Mayashu Stam, Runa Karna Vibhagasha, that Krishna has created these four orders of Varna and Ashram to at least situate us on the human platform. In this age of Kali especially, there is no performance of proper Varna and Ashram because there is animal society. So we need to understand the beginning of spiritual life means to be properly civilized in this Varna Ashram system of four Varnas and four Ashrams. Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. So this is a platform for us to begin our bhakti. It is very misunderstood now in India and that Vedic culture, and now it has gotten dropped to the platform that persons in certain orders of life are thinking just because of birth in a certain family, they are qualified to be in that status. But this verse, Bhagavad Gita, says, Guna Karma Vibhagasha. By qualities, one is understood to be in a certain category of Varna and Ashram, not by birth. It's just like if I take birth and my father's a doctor, then I can't go to a hospital and perform a surgery because my father's a doctor. They'll kick me out and we're apart. Similarly, just because I take birth in a Brahmin family, I might have a Brahmin quality, but it doesn't qualify me to be a Brahmin. So this is happening in this Varnashram system. It has been perverted in this age of Kali, and there are Brahmin class of men, personalities in different parts of the world, thinking because they've taken birth in these Varnas or Ashrams that they're qualified either. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rejecting this because there's no mention. Ultimately, Varnashram is meant to satisfy Vishnu. Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is said, Arajam, Arajam, Raja Bhagavan Vrje Chaitanyos. Actually, we should think that we're eternal servants of the Son of Nanda. So this Vishnu form is an expansion coming from Balaram. So we are in this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. We are actually servants of and striving in a one-pointed way towards Radha and Krishna the son of Nanda Maharaj. So there's no mention of the soul in this. So it is not the supreme sadhya, it's not the supreme destination, the supreme goal, because there's no mention of the Atma and the supreme eternal Ishtadevi, Ishtadevi, Radha and Krishna.
Thank you. You too, sing. Any song? Oh, what I said? Achai for it. You should song.
Hariharaya.
You don't know another songs? Oh, they should come. Oh, where is your brother? You can come here and call your brother. What name?
Thank you.
You can play? So you should learn it from your father also. You should. Thank you.
Father, like son, daughters.
Thank you.
Mahaprabhu heard this shloka of Varnashram Dharma from the mouth of Raya Ramana. And he is rejected. Yoho bhajya aage kaha. Daudyal, why he rejected? Daudyal, you should stand up and tell why he rejected. After that. Oh, more louder. Keep your mic in mouth.
Why rejected?
Yeah.
Rejected Varnashram Dharma because for too many reasons. The first reason is Varnashram Dharma refers to the external bodily designation. I'm Brahmana, I'm black and white, I'm Kshatriya, like this. But Naham Vipron Charapatir Napiva Shona Shudro. Naham Vanina Charat Narapatir Napiva Shona Shudro. I'm not a Brahma, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a household, I'm not a Brahma, I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. So this is one reason. Varnashram does not pertain to the soul, to who we really are eternally, but to our external designation. That may change, that are changing from one birth to the next. That's the first reason. The second reason, it only pertains to the four impermanent goals of life: artha, kama artha, dharma artha, kama moksha, which are kama, dharma, which is religion, artha, economic development, kama, the satisfaction of all material desire, and emotional liberation. All these are impermanent, they're not eternal qualities of the soul, and does not refer to the param purushata, the pancha purushata, which is Krishna prema, the attainment of pure bhakti. It's two reasons. Anyone jog my memory?
Motivation.
Oh. Shruti Maharaj, good effort,
good attempt,
but you should know all this.
Om Agyanati Nandasya Jnananjaya Sarathaya Chaksurumitam Vena Tasmaya Shri Gurave. Yes, so this Varnashram Dharma is pertaining to the social orders of life, which are divided in four categories, in social orders and spiritual orders, Varna and Ashrama. So if one identifies with one of those orders, then he is on the bodhi platform. He cannot satisfy the Lord by being situated in this conception of material existence, and whatever we do will not be satisfying to the soul and satisfying to the super soul. So whatever gains he will obtain by these activities, if he may satisfy Lord Vishnu,
Lord Vishnu may be pleased by his activities being fixed in the Vanashandharma. Then you will gain happiness in this world, or promotion to the heavenly planets, or maybe you will merge in Brahman, which is not actually a benediction, because happiness in this world is temporary. Nobody can be permanently happy in this world, because material existence is like a disease, and a disease may be relieved by some
itching.
Just like eczema is a disease, you may scratch for a while and then feel relief for some time, but then after some time, because it is a disease, it will come back as an infection. So, to try to be happy in this world is a mistake. Nobody can be happy permanently. And to merge in Brahman is also a conception which is adopted by humans. So devotees, they don't want to merge in Krishna or Vishnu, and we shouldn't try to do that also. So, Vanashram is false because it is established on the Bodhi platform. There is a story in relation to this. And there was a king, if I may tell the story, called Harishchandra. And he was completely identified with his position as a king. And he was thinking, I am a king, I have a very beautiful wife and children, and everything I say is completely true. So he was fixed in that conception of life. So in order to help him to understand his false identification with the body, one great sage, Vishwamitra, once came in a dream, and in that dream he appeared, he presented himself in front of the king and said, "O king, you are very truthful. So you never tell a lie in your life. You are very
true to your words.
So I want to ask you a benediction. I want to ask you actually for some donation. Could you give me your kingdom?" So the king said, "Yes, why not? I want to give you my kingdom." So the Vishwamitra was very satisfied and then left. The day after, he came to the palace of the king and said, "O king, do you remember me?" He said, "No." He said, "I came to you in a dream last night and I asked you for your kingdom." The king remembered, "Oh yes, that's right, I remember now. And you ask me for my kingdom. So, will you give me your kingdom?" "Yes, I will definitely give you my kingdom." So, Vishwamitra said, "Thank you very much. I accept. But whenever somebody gives something, he should also at the same time give a donation. Dakshin. So, would you give something?" "Yes, what do you like?" "I like to have 10,000 golden coins." So the king said, "Yes, let me call my treasurer." So he called treasurer and said, "Could you give and bring 10,000 gold coins and give to this rishi?" Just yes. But Vishwamitra said, "Actually, you cannot do like that, because this belongs to me now. You gave me everything. You cannot take from my treasure." So the king was puzzled. What to do? And he said, "What, O Vishwamitra? What can I do?" So Vishwamitra asked, "You can sell yourself in any yourself in the marketplace and get money. And in this way, you will be able to give me donation." So,
outside of the kingdom.
No.
Don't disturb me.
So, Yeah. He said, why? So I will sell myself to the next village nearby. So his master said, no, this is also my kingdom. You cannot sell yourself in the next village. Oh, why should I do that? Oh, there's a place, Kashi, which doesn't belong to this territory, this world. It was given to Lord Shiva by Lord Vishnu. So it's completely aloof from this place. So you can also go there and sell yourself on the marketplace. So the king accepted, and he went there. And he sold himself, as well as his wife and child. For himself, he got 5,000 golden coins, and for his wife and son, he got also 5,000 golden coins. He sold his wife to a very poor person, and himself was also bought by somebody who burned the bodies on the crematorium. So he was given the task of burning bodies on the crematorium at night time. So he went there and took his position, his post. So he was working. One night, during black night, one day he came with a child in her arms and said, I want to cremate my child.
Huh? Oh, my son.
Who was killed by the snake. So he said, yes, it is possible. So you will have to give something. But the lady said, I don't have anything. I am very poor. I belong to a very poor person who doesn't ever give me anything. So what could I do? At that time, a lightning came and a thunderbolt. And the king could see that lady was actually his wife. And the child who was in her lap, in her hands, was his son. Oh my God. He became very, very puzzled. But because he was truthful to his words, he said, still, you have to give something. So, they said, what should I give you? I can give you part of my salary. I can rip it off out and give you the other out. So the king said, yes, you should do that. As she was going to do it, all of a sudden, Vishwamitra, Brahmaji, Shivji, they appeared on the scene, and Yavaraj too, and they said, stop, stop. So the king, what? Said, okay, we were willing to help you, and we create that situation in order to make you realize that everything, your conception were completely wrong. That you thought you were a king, but actually you were not a king. You thought that lady was your wife, but see, she's not your wife anymore. And you thought, I am truthful, but everything you said was completely wrong. So, now that you have understood this, we will give you back the kingdoms, your wife, and they gave the life back to the child. And the king was actually being in the shock, he was so much relieved. Then he asked for a boon. He said, please, in the future, don't test anyone's in spiritual life as you did tested me, because nobody will be able to pass the test. So they agreed to that benediction. That's why today our process is not so difficult because of that benediction. So Vanashantana is only a platform. It's not actually a goal. It's a base from which we can do sadhana here at Harikatha and follow the process of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they were also trying to establish Vanashantana. But that was to
Daiva Varnash.
Devi Varnash. Just that people will not fall down from the position and become like animals, changing partners, going from one wife to the other, one husband to the other, changing orders. So in order to set up that example, they implemented Vanashrama. Srila Prabhupada, he created many communities. But we can see today that these communities they are like empty, because we should understand that this is not the goal. It is only a platform to do sadhana. And if anybody from these communities, they would accept to follow the process according to our paramparas, then everything will flourish again. But unfortunately, we see this is not the case. So we can understand that Varnashrama Dharma is not the
Thank
goal,
you.
But it is only a platform
Thank
to
you.
Which we can progress.
We should know that there are three kinds of bhakti: Swarup Siddha Bhakti, Sang Siddha Bhakti, Arop Siddha Bhakti. Pure bhakti, Swarup Siddha Bhakti is Annabhilashita Sunyam, Gyan Karmat Dhanabhritam. Anukullein Krishna Anusulnam Bhakti Ruttama. By body, mind and sense, when we are going to please Krishna, all the activities for Krishna, only to please Krishna, to please Krishna. No selfishness, no karma gyan, not covered by that, and no worldly any desire, then it is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Then Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Sharanam, these nines are Swarup Siddha Bhakti. After that, four, five and one Harinam Sankirtan. But when not really Swarup Siddha Bhakti, not, but we are hope.
Superimposing.
What are we?
Superimpose.
What is that? You made a garden. To make a garden, never it is written that it is bhakti. No? To distribute books, never it is written. But if you will do to please Guru and Krishna, then something will come.
Is this Swarup Siddha Bhakti?
No.
But it's for,
I am telling that it is like Arop Siddha Bhakti. Varnashram Dharma is like Arop Siddha Bhakti. Here Vishnu, to please Vishnu, we follow Varnashram Dharma. To please. But it has been written to please by Varnashram Dharma, only Dharma, Artha, Kaam and Moksha can be. Not more than that. So this is not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. So this is not really goal of our life. This is not what? Sarupanubandhi Bhakti. What is Sarupanubandhi? To please Krishna. He has nothing to please Krishna. Even Vishnu, but that Vishnu?
Who's Vishnu? Not clear conception here.
No conception of real Vishnu. So, anywhere it has written, Daiva Varnashram Dharma. Oh, by that we can please. Now, Varnashram Dharma, what is now? We cannot. So, that Daiva Varnashram Dharma may be, that Vishnu can be pleased. And only he can give dharma, artha, kaam, and so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it. Now, then Mahaprabhu told, Aage kaha. Then what? Aage kahar, Raya kahe Krishna karmarpana sadhu sadhasa. That to what? To offer our creative karmas to Krishna. And we will explain all these things tomorrow. Gaur Premanande. Krishna Das.
Hare Krishna. So, more devotees are requested for initiation. It will take place tomorrow, 8:30 a.m.